This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. A New Mexico legislative report suggests that elementary school student proficiency in reading and math has fallen significantly since the coronavirus pandemic began. The report says the proficiency level dropped from 37% in the 2018-2019 school year to 31%. In the 2020-2021 school year. Legislative analysts say in the report issued today that testing data from the spring is imperfect because of low participation and that the new proficiency level may actually be lower than 31%. The report by legislative analysts presented to the powerful Legislative Finance Committee estimated that students lost between 10 and 60 days of learning time because of the coronavirus pandemic. Even before the pandemic, New Mexico students spent fewer school days than their counterparts in many other states. Some rural New Mexico schools have four-day school weeks. Amid the pandemic, the state's students faced school closures, were absent more frequently, and many had limited access to online learning. State agencies spent federal pandemic aid at a furious pace during the month of August, channeling about $630 million in efforts to bolster unemployment reserves, provide emergency housing assistance, and promote COVID-19 vaccination efforts. The legislature's Budget and Accountability Office said today that New Mexico agencies spent more than half of its $10.5 billion share of federal relief tied to the pandemic. Of the $6.3 billion spent so far, about 70% has gone toward unemployment benefits. State finance officials are racing against a deadline at the end of September to distribute at least $104 million in federal rental assistance to residential landlords and tenants or risk forfeiting additional money. New Mexico is among about a dozen states that still have a moratorium on evictions for people who cannot afford to pay rent. Federal supplementary and unemployment benefits of $300 a week expired in early September, but New Mexico is allowing a 13-week extension of standard benefit payments. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is renewing a push to expand a U.S. compensation program for people who were exposed to radiation following uranium mining and nuclear testing carried out during the Cold War. Advocates have been trying for years to bring awareness to the lingering effects of nuclear fallout surrounding the Trinity site in southern New Mexico and on the Navajo Nation, where more than 30 million tons of uranium ore were extracted over decades to support U.S. nuclear activities. Under legislation introduced today by U.S. Senators Ben Ray Lujan, a Democrat from New Mexico, and Mike Crapo, a Republican from Idaho, other sites across the American West would be added to the list of places affected by fallout and radiation exposure. Eligibility also would be expanded to include certain workers in the industry after 1971, such as miners. The legislation also would increase the amount of compensation someone can receive to $150,000 and provide coverage for additional forms of cancer. A multi-billion-dollar defense spending package approved last year included an apology to New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, and other states affected by radiation from nuclear testing, but no action was taken on legislation that sought to change and broaden the compensation program. A 22-year-old inmate at the state penitentiary near Santa Fe has been found dead in his cell in a suspected suicide. Matthew Cully of Santa Fe was serving time for tampering with evidence and aggravated battery with a deadly weapon when he died Monday. That's according to the Corrections Department spokesman Eric Harrison. Cully had been connected to several violent incidents in the 5 years before his death, according to the Santa Fe New Mexican. Cully was repeatedly sentenced to probation but was sent to prison in February after violating terms of probation in a 2017 case involving the stabbing of a store employee. He had pleaded guilty in the 2017 case. This is KUNM.